You can't spell Ankeny without Ken.
As in Big Ken.
Colleen and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Well, Lady Gaga has another number one album with A Star Is Born soundtrack.
Yeah.
Of course, dating musicians. That's what the two of them are doing. And I don't think it went well.
No, I mean, I haven't
seen... At least in the other versions of the movie.
There's some roadblocks. Alcohol seems to be involved a bit.
I think so, yeah. Okay, so what can you tell us about dating a musician? 280-1025. Nicole, you dated a musician for how long?
For 6 months.
6 months. And what would you tell everybody else? What's the downside? What didn't you like about it?
There's always going to be those groupie mean girls that try to get under your skin and in your head that, oh, he likes me better. I've been his biggest fan forever.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the groupies.
Yeah. I was young and I was only 18, so I didn't have the preparedness to be like take the high road and, you know, have a snappy comeback for that, you know, or just say nothing and be sassy about it. I ran into the car crying. Embarrassed myself.
Yeah.
So you got to be prepared and stay classy.
Got it. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Take care.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've been married to a musician for how long?
Almost 15 years now.
All right. And what could you tell us about it?
Oh, so many things. First of all, you cannot be a jealous person when you are married to a musician, because women do crazy things in front of them on stage, dancing with them on stage. It's very interesting. So if you're a jealous person, don't get into that relationship at all.
Okay.
And then, the schedule thing is very interesting. Getting in at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning is interesting. So you have to be able to adjust your schedules accordingly, especially when you have kids.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And probably most of all is date nights suck.
Because everybody wants to talk to them.
Yeah. So there is really no such thing as a date night if you're going out on the weekend with your musician husband or boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, what's the upside?
I get lots of free one-on-one concerts in my music room.
Okay.
So that's a great bonus.
Got it.
All right.
Are there ever too many great one-on-one concerts, though? Is it like, just put it away?
Sometimes it's called headphones.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.
So, Mark, you dated a lead singer?
Yeah, that ended up being the problem, because not that she was like, you know, like had a crazy ego or anything, but she was crazy about just preserving her voice to the point where she would not have any dairy anywhere in the house. Like I couldn't even bring in a pint of ice cream or something, and she would like throw it away.
Wow.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. So you never even, you know, stopped. Yeah, you never stopped at Snooki's or anything after, you know, you couldn't go out for ice cream at all?
No. No. Wow.
I'm assuming.
Ice cream no yogurt, no nuts. And a lot of things that, you know, just have, you know, cream in your coffee, anything like that, nothing.
Yeah. No dairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I mean, this is like a phlegm thing, right? Is that
it? Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't want to have the phlegmy voice.
Yeah. But something like that.
Got
but
it.
You still do want ice cream.
Did she walk around singing a lot? Because I remember hearing that from somebody else I knew who she was a woman who dated a lead singer, and she told me that she got tired of him singing all the time.
Oh, yeah, that'd get old.
So did she do that? Was she always singing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And not just singing, like, just, but doing, like, warm-ups and scales and stuff. And it's like,
see, that
what time I mean, few times I get woken up by her, like, you know, just like doing these weird vocal exercises.
Do re mi fa sol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you didn't get one of those.
If it was anything like that. Okay. Hey, thanks, Mark. We appreciate the call. You have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Can't listen to the radio at work?
No problem. Listen to Star 102.5 anytime on the TuneIn Radio app.